Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues.
Okay, we are back on the air, and the next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Congressman Hamilton?
Just a question on page 3, ONCA 22109. To clarify, is it it was referred to the Congress of Health and Social Services, is that correct?
It is.
Okay, just.
Madam Speaker?
Congresswoman Shaw?
Under ONCA 22-108, it states Congresswoman Stapler read the legislation into record. I believe that I am the sponsor on that piece of legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Tillman?
Speaker, I'd just like to make a motion to accept the minutes from September 12th.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. Next item is reports of select committees. Seeing none, the next item is reports of standing committees. Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to report that the Education Committee met to consider ONCA 2294, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $19,351,458. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stapler. Final committee action is due pass with 6 yes votes from Potts, Hamilton, Big Horse, Keenmaker, and Redcorn. Madam Speaker, may I continue?
Please continue.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Also like to report that the Education Committee met to consider ONCA 2295, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action is due pass with amendments, with 6 yes votes from Potts, Hamilton, Big Horse, Keenmaker, and Redcorn. Madam Speaker, I have one final report.
Continue, please.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to report that the Education Committee met to consider ONCA 2282, an act to authorize and appropriate $2,811,473 to the Pascagoula of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of a new facility project and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Scott Bighorse. Final committee action is due pass with 6 yes votes from Potts, Hamilton, Bighorse, Keene, Maker, and Redcorn. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Next item on the agenda is the introduction of bills or resolutions. Seeing none, the next item on the agenda is bills and resolutions on first reading. Seeing none, the next item is general order day one, second reading. ONCA 2273 is an act to amend ONCA 1439 to amend the definitions of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. Speaker. Congresswoman Stabler?
Thank you, Speaker, and good morning. I'd like to read ONCA 2294, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $19,351,458 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Continue, please.
Reading ONCA 2295, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to read ONCR 2210, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit with P3 for a professional services contract to assist with the enhanced tribal card ETC project. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2279, an act to amend 11 ONC section 4-102 of the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund to include an annual career tech assistance grant for students attending technical schools and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next, we have ONCA 2280, an act to amend the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund Act 11 ONC Section 3-103 to create and define a new career tech assistance grant category and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next item on the agenda is motions and notices. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to suspend the rules to reassign ONCA 22-109 from the Health and Social Services Committee to the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. Thank you very much for that. And Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. The Health and Social Services Committee will meet today between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Thank you, Speaker. Congresswoman Stabler.
Do we need a motion to hold ONCA 2294 and 2295 on general order day one?
Until all sections are reported out?
Yes.
I'll entertain that motion.
Okay, so moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed, motion carries, and ONCA 2294-95 will be held on general order day one until all sections have been reported out. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
We have a, hold on just a second. We have a meeting tomorrow that starts at 8:30. So the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Scott, you want to go ahead and meet?
Oh, I thought it was too.